Welcome to ID the Future. I'm Andrew McDermott. From time to time, we share interesting pieces as reported on our flagship news and commentary blog site, Evolution News and Science Today. This episode is about a recent statement on academic freedom. Discovery Institute's Center for Science and Culture has as one of its main goals the defense of academic freedom. While our primary focus is on science, the freedom to teach and research about evolution objectively, to explore evidence for intelligent design without fear of retaliation, we of course also believe that freedom should extend to every discipline. Voices challenging long-held views are to be found in all scholarly fields, not just biology. Academic freedom has become a hot-button issue nationally in recent months. Of late, hardly a week has passed without some major news story highlighting demonstrations on college campuses by those who are not only opposed to certain political views, but who will not tolerate anyone advocating views that some students and faculty do not wish to hear. A notable recent example was the abominable treatment of Speaker Charles Murray and his host Alison Stanger at Middlebury College. David Klinghoffer wrote about it recently, offering the following report. The hysterical insistence on uniformity of thought, stirred up by false accusations that Charles Murray's nuanced views on genes and intelligence make him a white nationalist, drew a furious mob of students. The students turned their anger on Dr. Alison Stanger when she tried to physically defend Murray, who was 74 years old. The ensuing violence left Stanger in a neck brace and with a concussion. She says that while this was going on, she feared for her life. Stanger and Murray were first chased out of a planned public venue for their conversation, taking refuge in a video studio. There you can hear the mayhem outside in the background, including what sounds like students banging on drums, it was windows actually, and setting off fire alarms. At the end, Stanger acknowledges that despite her disagreements with Dr. Murray, they were able to learn from each other by rationally examining points of contention that divide them. We have highlighted many such stories over the past few years. Stories of science professors being threatened, disciplined, and silenced for having the temerity to publicly question Darwinian orthodoxy or show an openness to intelligent design as a legitimate scientific alternative. Now, prompted to speak out by the Middlebury incident, two well-known scholars, Cornel West of Harvard and Robert P. George of Princeton, have just released a joint statement expressing support for academic freedom and opposition to the illiberalism prevalent on campuses today. Discovery Institute Chairman of the Board Bruce Chapman, President Steve Burai, and Vice President John West have signed the statement. As Inside Higher Ed observes, the statement's two authors are themselves philosophical opponents. They don't have much in common. George, McCormick Professor of Jurisprudence and Director of the James Madison Program in American Ideals and Institutions at Princeton University, is one of the country's most prominent conservative intellectuals. West, a professor of the practice of public philosophy and African and African American studies at Harvard University, is a self-described radical Democrat who, in addition to many books, once released a spoken word album. The statement from West and George is eloquent and important, and frankly, considering all the abuses we have observed in the areas of science and science education, long overdue. It would be welcome if critics of the theory of intelligent design were to take heed. Instead of the usual vitriol and ad hominem attacks directed at anyone who questions Darwinian orthodoxy, let them hear us out and then respond in a civil, substantive manner. The actual text of the statement deserves to be heard aloud, so here it is. In its entirety. Truth-seeking, democracy, and freedom of thought and expression. A statement by Robert P. George and Cornel West. The pursuit of knowledge and the maintenance of a free and democratic society require the cultivation and practice of the virtues of intellectual humility, openness of mind, and above all, love of truth. These virtues will manifest themselves and be strengthened by one's willingness to listen attentively and respectfully to intelligent people who challenge one's beliefs and who represent causes one disagrees with and points of view one does not share. That's why all of us should seek respectfully to engage with people who challenge our views. And we should oppose efforts to silence those with whom we disagree, especially on college and university campuses. As John Stuart Mill taught, A recognition of the possibility that we may be in error is a good reason to listen to and honestly consider, and not merely to tolerate grudgingly, points of view that we do not share, and even perspectives that we find shocking or scandalous. What's more, as Mill noted, even if one happens to be right about this or that disputed matter, seriously and respectfully engaging people who disagree will deepen one's understanding of the truth and sharpen one's ability to defend it. None of us is infallible. Whether you're a person of the left, the right, or the center, there are reasonable people of goodwill who do not share your fundamental convictions. This does not mean that all opinions are equally valid, or that all speakers are equally worth listening to. It certainly does not mean that there is no truth to be discovered. Nor does it mean that you are necessarily wrong. But they are not necessarily wrong either. So someone who has not fallen into the idolatry of worshipping his or her own opinions and loving them above truth itself will want to listen to people who see things differently in order to learn what considerations, evidence, reasons, arguments, led them to a place different from where one happens, at least for now, to find oneself. All of us should be willing, even eager, to engage with anyone who is prepared to do business in the currency of truth-seeking discourse by offering reasons, marshalling evidence, and making arguments. The more important the subject under discussion, the more willing we should be to listen and engage, especially if the person with whom we are in conversation will challenge our deeply held, even our most cherished and identity-forming, beliefs. It's all too common these days for people to try to immunize from criticism opinions that happen to be dominant in their particular communities. Sometimes this is done by questioning the motives and thus stigmatizing those who dissent from prevailing opinions, or by disrupting their presentations, or by demanding that they be excluded from campus, or if they have already been invited, disinvited. Sometimes students and faculty members turn their backs on speakers whose opinions they don't like, or simply walk out and refuse to listen to those whose convictions offend their values. Of course, the right to peacefully protest, including on campuses, is sacrosanct. But before exercising that right, each of us should ask, might it not be better to listen respectfully and try to learn from a speaker with whom I disagree? Might it better serve the cause of truth-seeking to engage the speaker in frank, civil discussion? Our willingness to listen to and respectfully engage those with whom we disagree, especially about matters of profound importance, contributes vitally to the maintenance of a milieu in which people feel free to speak their minds, consider unpopular positions, and explore lines of argument that may undercut established ways of thinking. Such an ethos protects us against dogmatism and groupthink, both of which are toxic to the health of academic communities and to the functioning of democracies. To see the statement and the lengthy list of people who have added their support to it so far, go to JMP, for James Madison Program, jmp.princeton.edu/statement. And for more news and commentary on evolution and science, visit www.evolutionnews.org. For ID the Future, I'm Andrew McDermott. Thanks for listening. This program was recorded by Discovery Institute's Center for Science and Culture. ID the Future is copyright Discovery Institute. For more information, visit intelligentdesign.org and idthefuture.com.